When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Williams and his orchestra open the show with Laugh Your Way Through Life. For a quicker, easier way to keep your linoleum clean and shining, here it is. Use Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, the remarkable liquid that works miracles for your kitchen floor. Just apply and let dry. Glow coat does the rest, makes your floor sparkle and gleam, seals them against dirt and wear, saves you hours of cleaning time. Buy Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer tomorrow. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Finally thinks he should have a regular job. But the only thing he can think of that won't be too much work is politics. Knowing, too, that the best entrance to politics is by radio, he's going on the air with his own Man on the Street broadcast in Wistful Vista. And here at the corner of 14th and Oak Streets, about ready to go on the air, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Why not?
Well, what on earth has going on the radio got to do with you getting a job with the city?
Oh, don't be silly, Molly. Roosevelt went on the air and got a job with the whole country, didn't he? Now, my idea is this. I'll stand here with the microphone and tell everybody what a wonderful guy Mayor Applepuss is.
Oh, sure.
You see? That'll make him feel swell. Why? I'll grease him like a channel swimmer. I'll butter him like a piece of toast. You get the idea? With me making him that popular, he's got to give me a job.
Well, after all, a man on the street program takes some experience.
Oh, don't worry about that. All it takes is a quick mind, a pleasing personality, a ready wit, a genial approach, nice appearance, and a wide fund of general knowledge.
Heavenly days, that's six people already. Maybe the station can't spare
that many to come. No, it ain't six people. It's just one people, or person. Me. This stuff is right in my kitchen.
Yes, and it's half-baked already.
How much time we got before we go on the air, Molly?
About 20 seconds, just time enough to give up the whole idea.
No, sir. I'm going to wangle a job in the city hall with this hunch. Wait till I start slicing bologna for Applepuss. Why, he'll just
go think... ahead, McGee. You're on the air.
Okay. Hello there, palsy-walsies, folksy-wolksies, boysies and girlsies, and momsies and popsies.
This is the manzie on the streetsie.
This is Fibber McGee, the man on the street, and the street, folks, is the newly paved 14th Street, which our great mayor, Egbert Applepuss, opened to traffic today. It is to the infernal credit of... the eternal credit of Egbert Applepuss, folks, our far-sighted and aggressive first citizen, that we owe this street to, that we're broadcasting from while we stand on it.
Nice punctuation, McGee.
But I see my partner, Molly, has somebody. You got somebody there, Molly?
I think so. Excuse me, my boy. This is the man on the street broadcast.
In honor of Mayor Applepuss.
Step up to the microphone, please. Now, what is your name?
Claude. Cicero Claude.
Hi, sis. Can you tell the people listening in what is it that's a bump on a log, a clump on a rope, and a jump in the ocean?
Say that again, will you?
What is it that's a bump on a log, a clump on a rope, and a jump in the ocean?
I don't know.
Knots.
Yeah, the same to you.
One more question, please. But first, where do you live, Mr. Claude?
We just moved.
Well, where to?
I don't know. Ain't been there yet.
Well, tell us this. When you go into a store, do you ask the clerk to show you everything in the store before you buy something?
No, but when I go to the butcher's, I always ask for the Frankfurters way underneath.
Why, bud?
Well, I'm for the underdog.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Cicero Claude. Thank you. Now, here's a little lady. Oh, excuse me, miss. Mind saying a few words for the man on the street?
What is your name, please?
My name's Dimples LaRue.
Oh. Do you work around here?
Yeah, I'm a dancer at the Wistful Vista nightclub.
Oh, honest? Say, can you do the Big Apple?
Oh, of course. Look.
I didn't know the Big Apple was so snaky.
Maybe she got one with a worm in it.
Are you married, dearie?
Say, if I was married, do you think my husband would let me work in a nightclub for $30 a week?
No.
That's what you think. I am, and he does.
Say, Miss LaRue, we have a question we'd like to ask you.
Yeah, now listen, this is kind of tricky. If a train was going 75 miles an hour and somebody fired a gun off in the rear platform and the bullet left the gun at 75 miles an hour, what would happen?
I'd get off at the next stop. That's dangerous. Hey, what...
Folks, you're listening to Fibber McGee, the man on the street with his original...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, McGee. Here comes Ted Weems down the street. Yoo-hoo, Ted.
Hello there, folks.
Hi, Ted. How'd you like to answer a question for the Man on the Street program?
Well, what's the question?
Well, you've played one-night stands all over the country, so you ought to know the answer. Tell us, just what is a flop house?
A flop house is any house that I've played.
Oh, now, Ted, you don't mean that.
No.
Well, no, but that's what my agent says.
Shucks, he thinks those up to beat the band. Take it, Ted.
How you both? What y'all doing?
Well, McGee's the man on the street, silly.
Yes, ma'am, I can see that, ma'am, but why are you doing?
Well, confidentially, Sil, we're interviewing folks for station WWW. You mind if we ask you a couple of questions?
Well, no, sir, not if they insist that they don't discriminate me. I don't want to commute myself.
Commit yourself, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell our listeners when the pyramids were built?
The what?
The pyramids. You know, over in Egypt. When were they built?
But I don't know, ma'am. I only work on jobs around town here. I don't know. Maybe the little old CCC boy do it.
One more question, silly.
Yes, ma'am.
If you had twins, how many children would you have?
Boys or girls?
Rabbit, Sil, what difference does that make?
I don't know, please. Well, I reckon I got a right to ask about my own kid, ain't I?
How many children is triplets, silly?
Four, ma'am.
No. Triplets is three, Sil. Now, how about octogenarians?
The who?
What are octogenarians?
Autogeranium. Is that quintuplet, ma'am?
No.
No, ma'am, I reckon that ain't no. I was thinking that big old bug with a lot of legs. A centigrade, I guess.
Now, you got it confused with milligrams, Hill. A milligram is a mole's grandmother.
You kind of put a little glow coat on that, wouldn't you, boss? Yeah, well, it's a funny thing. You just asked me about them little triplets and quartets and stuff, please.
How come?
Well, on account of Rosebud, her mad sister just had quadruples.
What? Four children?
You hear that? Friends of the Mayor Applepuss Man on the Street program? I guess we scooped the town on that.
Yes, it started the pop of them kids. He scooped town last night. Nobody seen him sing.
Well, what are the four children's names, Billy?
Oh, they got awful cute names, please, ma'am. Heeny, Meeny, Miney, and Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah, so she didn't want no more.
You're listening to the Fibber McGee and Molly Man on the Street program, coming to you from 14th Street, which our great mayor opened to traffic today. I ain't supposed to talk politics on this show, friends, but I really think he is the old gray mayor.
McGee.
The greatest old mayor we ever had in this district. It is to he that we dedicate this here program.
Oh, here comes a man we can interview, McGee. How do you do, sir? Would you mind speaking a few words to the man on the street?
Oh, no, not a bit. Why, I say, fancy me being on the wireless. Oh, I say the mater will positively scream in her teeth.
Well, tell us, please, sir, how high can a Welsh rabbit jump?
How high can... Why, see, that's rather dilly, isn't it? How high can a Welsh rabbit jump? As a matter of fact, old thing, I've had them jump right in my mouth. Oh, I say, ask me another. I'm frightfully keen on this sort of thing.
May we ask your name, Bud?
Oh, Rob. Very friendly of you, why. I'm Sir Cecil Sassoon of Upper Withington, Village on Hants, Lower Bumley Leeds.
Do that again, Bud, and don't drag your feet.
Sir Cecil Sassoon, Upper Withington, Dillage on Hants, Lower Bumley, Leeds. Oh, lovely countryside, Leeds.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, tell us, Cecil Sock, what impresses you most about America?
Oh, I should say the oddity of the geographical nomenclature.
Oh.
You know, you Americans are so bally original. Fancy naming a town Tallahassee. It's delightful. And Milwaukee. Oh, and Cincinnati. Oh, I say, it's just too jolly. I only hope I can remember them all, you know.
Oh, yeah. You mean when you get back to Upper Withington, Dilwich on Hans Lower Bumley Lee?
Yes, yes. Walla, walla. Tip a canoe. Oh, I say.
Folks, we turn you back to the studio now to hear Perry Como sing Roses in December.
Roses in December for you. Shall I take the stars from the blue? Or would you like the moon upon a platter? It doesn't matter. What can I do for you? If you'd like the spring in the fall, it would be no trouble at all. Give me your love, and I could make the most impossible things come true. Blue shadows never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you.
This is the Man on the Street program with Fibber McGee and Molly in honor of 14th Street. I mean in honor of his honor of...
You sound like a broken record, dearie.
His honor, Egbert Applepuss, the mayor of Wistful Vista, a keen executive, a fearless public official, and a dynamic personality.
What flattery.
And what flattery, apartmentry, or housery would be without Johnson's Wax, the easy-to-use, protective floor wax.
Harpo!
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, folks. Where are you going with the microphone?
I ain't going anywhere with it.
Be more grammatical, McGee.
Huh?
Say I'm not getting any place with it.
You mind answering a simple little question for the listeners, Harpo?
Why, not a bit. What is it?
What's the next question, Molly?
Oh, here it is. What is meant by the biblical saying to the effect that, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven?
Oh, that's easy. In biblical times, all large cities were walled in. The city gates were called the needle's eye, and the camel had to be unloaded before it could go through the narrow gates. Any other questions?
Oh, my.
On a sailboat, Harpo, how many sheets are there?
Two to each bunk.
Oh, wrong. On a boat, a sheet is a rope.
Yeah. You got the point of the needle all right, Harpo, but we caught you asleep on the sheets.
Oh. Gee, and to think I've been on the radio this long, too.
How long have you been on the radio, Harlow?
Oh, for years. From the lowest to the highest. From commentators to crooners.
You mean you've climbed the Edwin C. Hill and stole through the Rudy Valley?
The Edwin C. Oh, all right. Every time I try to be a right guy, I...
Well, next,
this seems like a very foolish way to go about getting a job in politics, McGee.
Why, shucks, this is just the build-up, Molly. Wait till people start telling old Applepuss how I've been pouring on the old hogwash. Why, he's liable to make me head of the Common Council.
Well, I don't know where he'd find anybody commoner.
Me, huh? Folks, this is Fibber McGee and Molly, the man on the street and his wife. Broadcasting from the newly paved 14th Street, open to traffic today by Mayor Applepuss, our far-sighted leader.
Far-sighted? Mm-hmm. Well, you told me he couldn't see past the end of his nose.
Well, with his nose, he could still be far-sighted. All right, folks, we're ready to quiz a few more people with our tricky questions on general subjects.
Oh, here's a little girl, McGee. Over this way, little girl.
Oh, no, don't be bashful, sis.
I'm not bashful, I bet
you. You aren't, huh? Listen, sis, you go to school?
Sure I do, I betcha. I'm in second grade.
Teacher's pet?
Sure they do, I betcha.
I mean, how do you do in school? Are you pretty smart in school?
Sure.
Well, let's see if you can answer this question.
All right.
Now then, who is the Sandman? The Sandman, who is it?
Yeah, I don't know, I betcha.
Why, sure you do. The Sandman. Oh, come on now. You know the little fella that When you're all tuckered up into your little bed at night and all tucked in there, he comes softly into the room, steals gently over to your side and swishes a little sleep sand into your eyes. And you get drowsier and drowsier and drowsier and drowsier.
Oh, look, he's gone to sleep.
McGee, wake up.
Huh? What time is it? Excuse me. Well, never mind, sis. By the way, folks, this Man on the Street program is in honor of his honor, Mayor Egbert Applepuss.
Oh, gee, he's my uncle, I betcha.
Huh? Mm-hmm. He is? Sure. You mean you're Applepuss's niece?
No, he's my uncle.
Boy, is this a break? Hey, Molly, you hear that? You know, sis, I consider Mayor Applepuss the greatest mayor we ever had in Wistful Vista.
Why?
Well, I just do, that's all. I think he's wonderful. Now, you run along home and tell him that Fibber McGee said so. Tell him Fibber McGee has been telling the same thing over the radio all day long. Go on, Ellen.
All right.
And then run back and tell me what he says. And tell him I'd like to work with him at the City Hall. Can you remember all that?
Sure. He used to talk about you quite a bit.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, he did, eh? Oh, what'd he say?
Well, I better not tell you, I guess.
Oh, come on now, sis. What'd he say? Come on.
Gee, the last time I talked like that, my mama washed my mouth out with soap. But I'll go tell him what you said.
Whistling and Ted Williams playing Afraid to Dream. Not long ago, the makers of Johnson's Wax brought out a new and entirely different kind of furniture polish. Johnson's Creamy White Furniture Polish. It requires no hard rubbing, yet it cleans and polishes in one operation. It contains no oil to collect dust and fingerprints. No wonder housewives everywhere are so enthusiastic over this new polish, which gives real wax protection and an exquisite luster. No wonder they're recommending it to all their friends. Be sure you have a bottle of Johnson's Creamy White Furniture Polish on hand for your fall house cleaning.
Hello, folks. Back again with the Man on the Street program in honor of our great little mayor, Egbert Applepuss. We're going to go right on asking odd questions of passersby and there's Mrs. Wearybottom. Hi, Weary.
Oh, hello, folks. I heard you were doing the Man on the Street program, so I thought I'd come by and see you.
Oh, thanks.
Imagine Mayor Applepuss having this street paved because he owns three stores on it.
Why, Mrs. Worrybottom, Mayor Applepuss is one of our most forward-looking citizens.
Yes, I know he's one of those politicians that always looks forward because he's afraid to look back and see what he's done.
Huh?
Well, as long as you're the man on the street, let me ask you a question.
Oh, go right ahead, Weary.
What kind of a bird will never become extinct like the dodo bird?
Well, now, let me see, Weary. You know, Molly? No, well, what bird is never going to die out, Weary?
The bird you're going to get if you don't stop your foolishness.
Folks, this is Mayor Applepuss Day on 14th Street in honor of our great
Hello
mayor.
There, Feezer. Hello, Cupie. You are looking to me like I'm annoyed with yourself.
Well, hello, Mr. DePopulos.
Hi, Nick. We're doing a man on the street broadcast here.
Where are you going, Mr. DePopulos?
I'm waiting for my boy, Dimitrios.
Oh.
He is playing footsie ball with a high school team today.
Oh, really? Well, I've forgotten the football game was today. What position does your son play, Mr. DePopulos?
He is playing stupid over, like this. When somebody, I think he is the middle back, is saying some numbers, my Dimitrios is grabbing a footsie ball and trying to run away with him until he is tickled.
Tackled, Nick.
Oh, sure, Fizzer.
Yeah.
I'm always saying to Dimitrios, Dimit, I'm saying, putting my shoulder on his hand. Dimit, I'm saying, while he's reading a newspaper about himself. Dimit, I'm saying...
Well, what are you saying?
Dimit, I'm saying, every time you are playing these footsie ball games, you are coming home without some front teeth, a busting collar button, and a Henry horse.
Henry horse. Charlie horse, Nick. Charlie horse. Not that it matters if he gets a kick out of it.
Oh, sure. But Dimitrios is getting very impatiently with me.
Oh.
He is saying that footsie ball is making boys with fine characters. And learning how to play footsie ball is fitting somebody for a battle with life. If this thing is a battle with life, I hope I'm a general and die with my bed under you. Well, so long, Cupie. So long, Fisher. Next time you come past my house, call me up sometime.
Well, it's only a few minutes before we have to sign off, dearie.
I know. I hope Applepuss's little niece went home and told him what I'm doing for him. You know, he's too much of a smart politician not to realize what it means to him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Man on the Street program in honor of Mayor Applepuss.
Hi, mister.
Oh, just a minute, folks. Hi there, sis. Did you tell your uncle what I said? Did you tell him?
Sure, I did, I bet.
What'd he say? What'd he say? Hurry up.
He says you're his favorite man on the street.
Oh.
He wants you to do it for him every day.
Oh, boy. He does, huh?
Sure. He says you can come over first thing in the morning and get your white suit and your broom and shovel.
Millions of modern up-to-date housewives say that Johnson's self-polishing glow coat is the easiest to use, the most satisfactory polish they've ever found for their linoleum, for rubber tile, composition, painted or varnished wood floors. It's no work at all to apply glow coat with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. You don't have to do any rubbing or buffing. In 20 minutes, the floor is dry, shining with a beautiful, bright polish that protects it from wear and seals out dirt and germs. Wouldn't you like to have floors that everyone admires, floors that stay clean longer, making your work much easier? Then ask your dealer tomorrow for Johnson self-polishing glow coat. Oh, yes, you know, you save money on the larger sizes.
Well, I knew that man on the street stuff was not for you, dearie.
No, I suppose I should have done my old job as news commentator.
Yes, I think a man on the street show had too small a scope for you.
Me too.
As a commentator, you could have swept the whole country.
I could have swept. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
Among the musical selections presented in this program was Laugh Your Way Through Life from Alibaba Goes to Town, then Afraid to Dream from You Can't Have Everything. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.